We in the building.
What's up?
Yes, sir.
Episode 47. Miami Hurricanes, Michael Irvin. You know the deal.
Lynch.
Miami Hurricanes, Michael Irvin, baby.
Last Irvin great. Was 47?
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Last great, lighter complexion safety.
Oh, they got Cooper DeJean. He's lining up. Cornerback / safety. He's ready to go. I might get moved to safety day one. I'm sorry. I understand you're good at corner, but your skin complexion, okay? You have to go to safety. It's mandatory.
Yeah. Look at Riley. Look at Riley. Look at Riley. You know, he's there. That's what you have to do.
That's the move.
Yeah, safety meeting. First day training camp. Hey, Cooper. You're not in this room. Your safety meeting is down the hall. Mm-hmm. Safety? Yeah. Safety. Yeah.
Yeah. Bring your gloves, your B-bonds.
Safety. It's over there. It's over there. Trust me. You're going to be good. Either way. Box safety. Not even free safety. Box safety.
But you got to go that way. You got to be in that room.
Yeah. Hold on. I can't play free safety. Box safety. Get down here and make these tackles, bud. strong safety. It fits you.
I can see it. His pro day is next month, right?
Yeah, but I don't. He hurt. I don't know if he's going to work out.
He said he getting Woof. Better, feeling better.
Boy, did y'all see Caleb today? Woo! That boy got a rocket.
Yeah, I mean,
and he punted.
A lot of people got rockets with you know.
I was thinking the same thing, like that. How people use that as a measurable, how far they can throw.
No. It's how far you can throw accurately.
No, I don't see
accurately. Well, go watch his tape.
Do left.
Listen,
go watch his tape. That boy, right-handed, left-handed. He punted. So if you got a
so he's Cordell Stewart. How long did that last?
He's not good. Come on, don't compare him to Cordell Stewart.
They said he's the best prospect since Trevor Lawrence.
So I don't see that. I think he is the best prospect since Andrew Luck.
So how many years do you give?
No, I'm saying I said that's what I see.
How many years until you concede that he's not good? I'm not going to say year one if he comes out and doesn't do.
No. Oh, look, he's a bust.
Football, you need like. Minimum
year one,
2 years.
He has to come out.
Listen, if he don't come out year one
and be good
and take off, I'll be disappointed
because he has everything stacked in front of him.
What's
two premier receivers? He got a tight end, a running back, a solid defense.
No, if he don't listen, I'm a huge Caleb guy. I think Caleb is special. I really do. I watched a ton of Caleb, not just USC. I watched him at Oklahoma. I've seen a ton of Caleb. That dude is special. If he don't come out year one, I'll be disappointed.
Who they got rid of? Swift is there. So you have Swift. So like Robinson, you got Swift. You got Komet. You got Ekwor. You got Keenan Allen.
And then probably Odunze.
You think they're going to get a young guy too for receiver?
Why not?
They're gonna load him up.
Why not? They got the ninth pick.
Yeah, they got 1-9, right?
Yeah.
I mean, let's go get a tackle or something. But
the rumor is Marvin Harrison might drop below Odunze. So if you can get Marvin Harrison at 9,
yeah. They were saying that the Cards, if they don't trade down, they might get Neighbors instead of Marvin Harrison. They don't like how he's rubbing people the wrong way with his little cockiness. But Jalen said, boy, you better tighten up. Boy, you got to come
over
here.
Yeah, I saw that.
This.
That was a good tweet. Don't bring
Marvin Harrison
here, bro. You've done nothing in the NFL,
exactly.
Bro. Nothing.
He better watch his mouth. The team got an out after 2 years. Talking about the franchise like that.
My honest expectations for Caleb is just to have a good season. Like, I'm not expecting him to, you know, go 30-8 or 45-6, but
yeah, so what's the expectation?
My expectation is to get close to Andrew Luck and CJ Stroud.
And have them playing for, at least fighting for a playoff spot. That's, because all I kept hearing from this guy is, oh, what held him back is he didn't have no defense. His team sucked. He had to always keep us, stay ahead and score. So now that you got a solid
defense. The evidence shows it. Act like you watched the USC game.
All right. So that's what I'm saying. He got a defense coming in. And he got weapons, so he should be.
He has weapons.
He should USC it all day.
He has weapons for sure. Now Green Bay took a step forward. Detroit's there. I think Minnesota fell back without a quarterback, so they're right now.
Oh, they have a quarterback.
Who does Minnesota have? Who they get?
Sam Darnold.
The guy with all the tools.
I thought you were being serious for a second.
I thought so too. But
I thought you were being serious for a second.
So just sit back and watch.
So all right,
he's finally got a coach.
If that goes,
sit back and watch.
Then the Bears are going to be at the bottom with a rookie quarterback and a new play, new system for him to learn. It's not looking well for him. So is
no,
it?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think they're going to be at the bottom. I think they're going to. I think they're going to be in the wild card.
I mean, that division looks like right now. I'm skeptical with Minnesota. But yeah, that looks like one of the top divisions in the NFC for sure.
Agreed. I agree with him.
Yeah, and honestly, the next best is probably the Falcons, the Saints, because they've got all the kind of the same type of team. None of them are going to get, you know, none of them are going to break 500, but those teams are good. You have one good team with the 49ers. You got. Is Philly good still with the East?
Of course.
Who else is going to do it? And the Giants aren't going to do anything. Yeah, Dak will get there. Cowboys will get there, but they'll fall apart.
I think Washington's going to be better. Cowboys is always going to be there. And whether you like it or not, Cowboys is always going
to be there. No, they'll be there. But again, you get to the playoffs, so you get where it counts. I'm not worried about the Cowboys at all. Never have, never will. They'll have to win for me to be like, okay, good. Good for them. But until then, nah, I don't see them doing anything.
I think that division is going to be competitive. I think Giants are going to be competitive.
I think Dallas took a step back.
So did I. They've literally got nobody, and they still have Dak, who's going to put up numbers.
I mean, sometimes
they don't even have a team. They don't even have a running back.
Sometimes yeah, who they, did they get anybody?
Is better. Not yet.
That's no bueno, bro.
But yeah, they don't even have a running back.
Is Mariota going to do anything? Is he starting in Washington?
No, he's a backup. He's going to come in on Wildcat.
They should start Jaden Daniels.
They're going to have to draft. They have to draft the quarterback, right? Like get him in, let him
either
go.
That, yeah, either.
All right,
let him play. Either that or May, whichever one they take. But I think
they should get in there.
I think May fits
them better. I think Jaden Daniels fits him better.
I think
if you look at quarterbacks that Kingsbury has worked with, he's worked with Caleb Williams. He's worked with Patrick Mahomes. He's worked with Kyler Murray. Like,
I saw that earlier. Like, the quarterbacks projected to be taken, and I think Daniels was going to was set to go to the Redskins or Commanders or whatever the hell their name
is. Yeah, that's what I would. I mean, Drake May, like, that doesn't even fit what Kingsbury want to do. So who fits
McDaniels and Caleb?
McDaniels. Who's McDaniels?
I mean, Jaden Daniels.
And oh, yeah. Caleb, I mean, you look at the quarterbacks. Caleb Williams, Kyler Murray, Patrick Mahomes. Them the type of quarterbacks that Cliff worked with.
Well, so far, he's like 1-3.
What kind of math you got, boy?
I mean, Kyler Murray ain't really panning out so far.
You crazy.
He's not.
He's crazy. He been hurt, man. That dude puts up.
This is why I can't take you seriously. We're talking about Caleb Williams. If you're gonna even put Kyler Murray in the top 31 quarterbacks, I can't hear you talk about Caleb Williams if you're saying Kyler Murray is the top 31 quarterback.
So you can pick 31 quarterbacks better than Kyler Murray.
Probably.
Are you kidding me?
Sat down.
Are you kidding me?
I don't like anything he does. His arm is not that good. He's not a quarterback for me. His passing, his running, his vision, nothing. He's not for me. Not at all, bro. Not at all.
You're crazy.
Nah, he's not.
You're crazy.
He's good. I don't think he's in that top tier of quarterback.
You can't pick.
No, he's not top half of the league at all.
I think he's in that second or third tier.
What's the 15 quarterback? Or 32. What's 16 quarterbacks better than Kyler Murray? Go.
I'm pull up would the list right Jordan, now. I'll tell you.
Now, would you say Jordan Love is better?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I'm done.
100%. Now, what's better, though? Look at the team around him. He's got a team around him, so he's going to be better. There's not really anybody good in Arizona. So, quarterback like Kyler Murray is not going to do
but
anything.
But he had a good team about 2 years ago.
Yeah, what happened at last dead. Part of the season when everybody got tape on them? Were they 9-0 and finished 1-9? Like, didn't they just fall apart, barely making the playoffs? I don't want to hear that about Kyler Murray. Get out of here.
Trevor Lawrence better?
16 quarterbacks better than Kyler Murray. Go.
I'm pulling up the stats, bro.
So he said
pulling
no
up quarterbacks.
No, I'm not even going. So he said no to Jordan Love. All right, so Trevor Lawrence.
I would take Trevor Lawrence.
Deshaun I'm not, Watson. not by like 1-30. I would say he's like 16-17.
I'm taking
18.
Kyler over Deshaun Watson.
You're taking Deshaun. Okay. Oh, so let me go in order. All right. So I know you're taking Lamar.
Well, hold on. I might take Murray over a Deshaun Watson. I don't think because what separates those two is the ability to run. Watson's not really a runner. He can get out there once in a while, but Murray will find a way.
He's a runner.
He doesn't run like those guys.
He's a runner.
Nah. He ran through
all of them massage therapy.
He's got three legs. He got three legs. You're running faster than most.
All right. So Lamar, you taking
over Murray, 100%, yes.
Burrow, you're taking.
I mean, he's the best quarterback in the league.
Let's not get carried away.
Burrow, you're taking.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the Ravens, Bengals. Who's you said no on Deshaun?
No.
All right. I don't know, man.
That's a tough one for me, bro.
You're not taking Russ or Fields, right?
No.
All right, so now, all right.
I'm
next
definitely
division.
Not taking Russ.
So next division.
Fields, maybe.
So,
my thing with Fields is the potential.
So the 33rd team has the top quarterbacks in the league ranked.
Oh, yeah? Where do I find that?
The 33rd team.
That's the name of the website?
Yeah. So, hold on. I can send you the link. And you can see where Kyler Murray is.
Like, I'm going to believe some website, unless it
favors me. It's the 33rd team. Everybody follows the 33rd team.
Never heard of it until this very second.
They probably got Sam Darnold.
Oh, my gosh. You're crazy, bro.
Darnold's listed on there. If Darnold's listed on there, then I'm done. I won't be able to pay attention to it.
Darnold. Hey, like Darnold is top notch.
No. Here we go. Would you take Kirk Cousins over him?
Yes.
Over who?
Murray.
Kyler Murray.
Yes.
No.
Why wouldn't you?
I'm not a Kirk Cousins guy.
But why? He puts up numbers.
He's just a regular guy to me.
He puts up numbers.
He can find a way. He makes his good receivers great and forgets about everybody else, unfortunately.
Like
I don't think he's a great quarterback.
He's 30 and 10 every year.
What's up with CBS? Why don't they show me the whole list? I'm not paying for this.
Yeah, they're shiesty with that.
Isn't he in the top 25? Isn't he in the top 25 with your boy Carr?
So all right, so here, I'm looking at the 33rd. The 33rd has Kyler Murray, the 11th ranked quarterback. Is that what you have?
Is that
what you have?
That's what the list says, yeah.
All right.
And who's the 10?
So above Murray,
I just told you pick 16 better than him, and you can't. You cannot.
100% can. So
no, you can't.
10, number 10 is Jordan Love. I say yes, better. Burrow number 9, yes, better. Lawrence number 8, yes, better. Stroud 7, yes, better. Dak, fuck. I mean, you throw a wrench in my plans right there.
I would take Dak over Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might take Murray because his ability to run when things don't go his way, he can take off. Dak ain't running anywhere. That's going to play to my decision.
But you don't like Lamar, and Lamar does that.
He runs first, second, third, and doesn't pass. Dak will pass. Murray stops at number nine? Murray will pass, but he can take off, though. Dak is not a runner. Stafford, 5, yes. Herbert, 4,
he's
yes.
He's not a runner.
Allen, 3, yes. Jackson 2, yes. Mahomes 1, yes. So after Murray is Geno Smith. Now I'm taking Murray over Geno Smith.
Yeah, of course.
Kirk Cousins, I'm taking over Murray.
No.
Jared Goff, yes, over Murray.
No.
Aaron Rodgers, yes, over Murray. Anthony Richardson, I'm probably taking Murray. I've not seen anything from Richardson yet. He missed half the season. Hurts, probably taking Murray over Hurts. I don't think Hurts is that good. Hurts is benefiting of running, and getting 1 yard tush pushes, and having a good receiver like AJ Brown down there, and Devontae Smith catching his passes. I don't think what's his name has had anybody except for what, a half a season or a season and a half with Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll probably take Murray over Hurts. I'm taking Purdy over Murray. Tua or Murray? Who you got?
Murray.
I'll take Murray, arm strength.
Yeah, that'll separate. And the ability to run when Tua gets trapped back there, he's going to look a deer in the headlights. You got to have a second something if you don't have arm strength. Yeah,
You're just going down the list. You can't pick 16 better than him.
I've already picked like 20.
Mayfield, no, you have not. You picked like 12.
Fields, even.
Even my ass.
Derek Carr, I don't know. Daniel Jones, probably not. Rusty Wheel, probably not.
He's rooting for Fields, but he won't take him over Murray.
I like Fields, yes. He's not better. He's not better than Kyler Murray.
I'm rooting for Fields, too.
He runs better than Fields? Kyler Murray runs better than Fields?
Everything. He's faster than Fields. The only thing Fields could say he do better than Kyler Murray is he's bigger.
He is bigger. And he's a vegan, so he cares about stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Forgot about that. Got to be a vegan. I think.
I'm taking Kenny Pickett for sure. That's my guy.
Get the fuck out of here.
Where did he end up going?
Philly.
Oh, yeah, that's where he ended up? Philly? He didn't go too far away then.
Philadelphia. Yeah, he gets to stay in his home state.
So I have Murray in the let's say with the third tier.
Disturbed, man.
We'll say the third tier, 20 to 15. He's in that range to me. So not all.
Kyler's in that. He's probably in that second tier. I'll put him
for me. He's in the third tier. I have him probably 16, 17, 18 around there. Because I'm looking here, bro. Once you clear 20, you have Tua. Then you got Mayfield. Then you've got Fields, Carr, Jones, Wilson, Young, Ritter, Watson, Levis.
And you're not taking Carr. You're not taking Carr over Kyler Murray, Lou.
No, I've never been a Carr fan, bro.
No, I'm talking to that guy because he has him as the 25th best.
I know he likes Carr.
Yeah, he's the 25th best.
I don't have him as nothing, bro. The stats have him as the 25th.
So are you taking him over Murray then?
No.
Just this, but why not? The stats have him as the 25th.
What does career have to do with a player?
You see what I'm saying?
As a career, yes. Derek Carr is the 25th most yards in NFL history.
Yeah. So when I say
that doesn't make him better than Kyler Murray.
But when we say he's not that good,
Kyler Murray's only been in the league a couple years.
See how you move the goalposts?
There's no goalposts.
Now watch.
I gave you stats.
You say something. See? So the stats don't matter now, but they matter then. Copy.
What stats don't matter?
You just said they don't matter now. Because Kyler.
Who said they don't matter? I said he was not a better quarterback. I didn't say his stats don't matter.
But the stats show that Carr's better.
Bro, stop it, though.
Even if you stop it. Just take – how long has Kyler been in the league? 3 years, 4 years?
5 years.
So take his first five and put it with Derek's first five, and we'll see what you got. If he's better.
Oh, if you take Kyler Murray fully healthy his first 3 years, go put him against anybody.
And they better?
Go put him. He can stack up with anybody. Dude, Pat, he had three straight seasons with over 3,500 yards and over 20 touchdowns. Passing, not even counting his rushing.
So he should be
Y'all letting the last 2 years where he been hurt like get y'all twisted.
So he should be top five then.
All I know is y'all keep with all these quarterbacks, and y'all could not pick 16 better quarterbacks. You told me he wasn't in the upper half, and you can't pick 16 quarterbacks than Kyler Murray. No, you didn't. You picked like 12.
Count them. Mahomes.
And you were wrong on like 7 of them.
Not Mahomes, Jackson, Allen, Herbert, Stafford, Dak. I don't think I'm doing Dak. Stroud is 6, Lawrence 7, Burrow 8, Jordan Love 9, Cousins 10, Goff 11, Rodgers 12, Purdy.
Rodgers. Which Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers.
Not the last two. Not the Jets Rodgers. Are you tripping?
Oh, that's 5 seconds.
Get out of here,
Purdy, I think, is what, 13? And then Baker, so what, 15 then?
Get out of here. So you would
go to show how many.
If you're building a team, you're going to take Purdy over Kyler Murray.
Yeah, someone who's going to play run the plays that I call.
I'm done.
Who's going to do it?
I'm done. I'm done. You got it. You got it. Jokes on me. Yep. 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 Fuck out of here.
100%.
The fuck out of here.
That's who I'm going with.
Yeah, and that's
I'm trying to find the.
I'm starting a team. You're gonna take Purdy over Kyler Murray? You crazy?
It fits the system. I'm a system guy.
Madden might approve that trade.
There's one coach in the league that might agree with you, and that's Shanahan.
Love that guy. Super smart. Knows how to run an offense.
Yeah, he might be the only coach that agrees with that.
I mean, he picked his quarterback and he didn't get fired. Kingsbury picked his quarterback and he now OC.
I might just take Daniel Jones. He needs a new change.
Oh, yeah. Why not? He's white.
He needs a change of scenery.
Oh, God, Daniel Jones.
Yeah, he needs a change of sport. Changing his scenery, he needs to change from the NFL to the UFL.
Or rugby.
You know what? Yeah, he probably should. He'd probably be a superstar in UFL.
Oh, why not? Yeah. Yeah. He'd probably go there and be a backup.
That's bad news. Yeah, if you leave the NFL, you're horrible in the NFL. You should at least be shining somewhat in the UFL. And if you go in the UFL and shit,
he's gonna pull the AJ. He's gonna pull the AJ McCarron. He's gonna go over there, play a little bit, then try to come back to the NFL and realize, shit, I'm gonna be on the fucking practice squad. And he's gonna be like, you know what? I don't want to be here anymore. I'm going back to the UFL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he already made his money. Didn't he sign like a $40 million deal?
Me and my model wife, we're out of here.
We're out. Forget this NFL thing.
Does he not look
thing.
Like Woody from Toy Story? Like every time I see Daniel Jones, I see Woody from Toy Story.
Every time I see Daniel Jones, I see the thing I roll out to the end of my street on trash pickup.
Damn.
Hey, he had one good season, maybe 3 good games in that season, and got him a $40 million. May we all be so lucky.
That's called bad management.
It's not good. It's not good.
Now look,
you paid him. You had to get rid of Barkley.
Yeah. Now look at that. Comes and gets you.
Who do they get? Who do they get to replace him?
Nobody.
Singletary. So not the best. 3 years for $16 million for Singletary.
There you go.
I'm looking at here. Josh Jacobs got 4 for 48. Barkley 3 for 37. Swift 3 for 24.
Barkley got the highest out of all the running backs.
Yeah, that kind of caught me off guard. Unless last year he really mailed it in. The year before, he was great. Did he hit 2,000 or almost hit 2,000?
Who?
Josh Jacobs. The year before, he was a top running
back. Josh Jacobs was hurt last year.
Yeah, last year he didn't do much. He was in and out.
The year before that, I think he was like...
The year before that, he led the league in rushing. What are you guys talking about?
We're talking about Billy said he was about to crack
2,000.
I can't think of what he was the year before, but he was a top runner in the league.
He wasn't at no 2,000 yards, though.
But he was up there. I think it was more than 1,500, 1,600. He was on my fantasy team.
I think it was 16.
Because he had broken a couple 80-yard runs out of nowhere that kind of propelled him to the top.
Yeah, he had that 200-yard game.
Yeah, so that's why he got that 4 for 48.
I don't think that's what.
I mean, he didn't do anything last year to get it. He was hurt half the year when he was in. He was kind of puttering around a little bit.
Packers see
he got hurt because he got paid because he's Josh Jacobs and he's good.
I think with the right Green Bay, if they run, they like to run the guys over there. We'll see if they split with A.J. Dillon, but I would run Jacobs. He's probably got 2-3 more years left of good football. I think he's a good running back.
He is a good. He's one of the best running backs. I don't understand why it's even a question. He's one of the best backs in the league.
Well, his number 8 doesn't appeal to me. 8's not a number that is attractive. So when I see 8, I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? 8? Bleh, get out of here. That's how I judge my guys, bro.
8 is raw. What you talking about? 8
is not great is how it goes.
8 is raw. And he wear that 8 raw.
No, he probably should wrap it up then. You want to get anything on it.
I want to see who's going to get 13 in Chicago.
Caleb.
Or Keenan Allen.
Unless he don't want it.
I mean, Keenan's a Hall of Fame receiver, so if Keenan won 13.
He changed his number.
If Keenan won 13, he going to get 13.
Keenan going to 19.
They should just throw Caleb in that one. Just throw him in that one.
Really? That was Fields, right? Fields was one?
Yeah, just throw him in a one that's so people really could look at it and see what it really looked like. See what it's supposed to look like. See what that number one's supposed to look like.
That's bad news, bro. That's a slap in the face if that's the case.
Yeah, throw him in that number one.
See? But he likes Fields. But you're bashing him now.
You think
I'm not bashing Fields. I like Fields.
So do I.
Why would you promote Caleb to take the same jersey number that he had to make it look so you could see what it looked like?
Yeah, because you supposed to be that dude with number one.
I mean, is that Fields' fault? Now look, Fields leaving. Look, they went to goddamn Applebee's and that got a 2 for $20,
bro. That is a big middle finger, bro. You're leaving. Guess what? We're bringing in Keenan Allen. We're gonna settle it's a legit number one weapon, bro.
They brought Fields, number one. DJ Moore last year.
And who you else? Can't compare the two, dude. Moore,
like
is good.
DJ Moore, is a legit receiver. He's a legit number one. Fame,
1,000 catches in his career so far. Isn't
DJ Moore
like over
DJ Moore is a legit number one?
Yeah.
Not on this team here. My guess is if you ask people, he's going to be the number two behind Keenan Allen.
No, he'll
still be the number one.
No, Keenan Allen's coming over there to bring some veteran presence. He's coming with his 4.7, and he's going to come and do some good route running. He'll catch a bunch of balls. He won't get behind anybody, but he'll catch a bunch of balls and he'll do his thing. He's going to come and play his role.
What week does he get?
He's
hurt?
An excellent route runner. I'm surprised how he gets open with the 4.7 speed, 4.8 now probably. But
is it grass out there in Soldier Field?
Yeah. DJ is Moore grass, is that dude though.
Wind, snow versus Southern California. He might be in for a little bit of a rude awakening.
He's gonna be like, man. Woo!
The money better be worth it. And I like what he said. Like, I had the best career, the best season of my career, and you want me to restructure my deal? Not happening. Now, you got to understand you're going to get traded.
But
it is what it is. I looked up. My camera's red. I'm like, red is not on, but I see myself. It threw me off for a second. But, yeah, you gotta know when you're going to get paid and not give that hometown discount. They're going to ship you off somewhere and call you
Keenan. Keenan went straight from California to California, boy. He been in California since high school, boy. He's going to be like, ugh.
Yeah, and that's windy off the lakes. That's a rough place to be. And you're going in Detroit in the dome.
Stay away from Southside.
That boy going to be like, ugh.
Oh, it's tough out there.
How many Detroit games we got?
You're going to be listening to Dirk.
Yeah, you're going to Chicago. You're going to Green Bay.
I got to go to Green Bay, too? Oh, no. Yep. But at least you go to Minnesota and you go to Detroit.
Mm-hmm. You got who else there? Tampa Bay. You can come down for a little bit.
Tampa Bay. They play Tampa Bay this year?
I'm just talking division in general. How many years are you going to be there?
They're not in division.
Yeah.
No? Who am I thinking of?
I don't know
what you're thinking of.
I'm blanking. That's right why.
I don't even know if they play Tampa Bay this year.
That's
no,
all
no.
North.
I'm looking at the screen. You ever be looking at something? And, like, I see Green Bay here. There's a picture of Baker down here, and my brain just kind of lumped the two together. The Bay, what do they call it? Battle of the Bays.
I don't know what kind of brain you talking about.
Just start talking, and I got images here. My brain's talking football. My eyes are seeing different teams, and it just jumbled.
Your brain's talking football. Yeah.
Well, a lot going on.
The Bears are in the north.
Yeah. That's who is that? It's Minnesota.
For the guys listening, you hear how his brain works. Yeah, and that's how he comes up with his quarterback rankings.
It's only one clear-cut ranking. It's only one criteria for me. We know what it is. Come on, let's not get carried away.
Yeah, exactly.
Then once we filter out those top 15, 16, then we start having using the numbers. But that's criteria one.
Yeah, we know. We know.
Yeah, the North is Chicago.
We know. We already know.
Packers and Vikes.
Yeah. I'm ready, man. We close to the draft. I'm ready to get this show on the road.
Yeah, you ready to draft a tackle?
Tackle? Why would we draft a tackle?
What do you guys need, Colts? What do the Colts need?
We don't need a tackle. We got one of the best tackles in the league, both of them.
Get another one.
No, thank you.
You guys going defense, you think?
I hope not.
Who you need? Another receiver? Another running back?
I want somebody that's going to take the top off.
Do you guys need a tight end? Who you guys got?
I want
a isn't the guy.
They got like we got Jelani. Like Jelani coming back. Nine. He missed the whole year last year. But yeah, I need a receiver that's gonna take the top off, and they can do whatever they want to do with Alec Pierce in his one route.
You got Jordan Nelson. You don't like
that boy got. Nelson? Yeah, we still use him. He got one route.
Go deep.
He only got
nine.
He only got one route.
Run the nine. Everybody,
you don't like Downs no more. Downs is pretty fast.
Oh, Downs is legit. I mean, he's a slot. He's our slot receiver.
Oh, you want someone on the outside now?
Need someone to say, go deep. Take
listen,
the top.
My coach out there. Look at the offense that he created in Philly. He has his AJ Brown. He has his Quez Watkins. Now he needs his Devonta Smith.
That's who's out really. There? What pick you guys have?
Huh?
Colts.
What pick the Colts have? Yeah. Devonta Smith type of receiver.
Yes, he is the exact same receiver.
Nah, he's more of a Jameis Wilson, Williams.
No. Worthy and Smith are the exact same receivers. Smith is probably just a foot taller. Not even a foot. I'm tripping. Probably an inch taller. They weigh around the same. Worthy's a lot faster. But they are the same exact receiver. And the other receiver at Texas is the same receiver as Devonta Smith also. The Mitchell.
Okay.
Where you guys at? 15? Who's falling back to you on 15? Anybody? Anybody want?
I want BTJ.
You got to speak to him, please.
Brian Thomas Jr.
That boy's
okay.
Nice.
That's who I want.
I if we trade Ayuk to the Jaguars, that's who I want us to get as a replacement.
I mean, the Jaguars can't take anybody else. Every time I look at someone, so-and-so is going to the Jaguars.
Yeah, they like to spend that money, man.
He reminds me of rest his soul, Demaryius Thomas.
That's how they spend that money. They want to spend that money.
6'3", 4'3", 8".
Buffalo, I mean, to me, Buffalo needs some defense at 28. They need to get a couple of safety or something, another linebacker. Offense is fine.
That boy Tre'Davious Ward trying to get Tre'Davious White over to the team. Say, man, we got the same agent. Y'all want him? Holla.
Have fun. Please
give me somebody good.
He got to be able to play that cover three. I mean, he ain't that old. He ain't that hurt.
They're all hurt.
You don't really need to be fast to be in there.
You think Rodgers need to be healthy? Doing anything this
season? We need an explosive weapon on offense, and we need secondary. That's all we need.
Sound like you're talking about the Niners. That's what they need.
We got a slot corner, and then Juju gonna be all right on our. We need two safeties really. We need a receiver and two safeties.
What's up with Snead? Is that still falling apart or asking for too much or what?
That boy Snead said he wants $22 million a year.
Pay that man.
What is
ain't nobody paying that. If somebody gonna pay it, it's gonna be somebody like the Titans or the Jags.
Y'all should pay him.
The Dolphins, they like to throw money like around.
What's Xavier Howard asking? He's gonna take it with the top. No one's going after him. He's got to be asking.
Nobody's paying $22 million. He's not Deion. He'll
be the first.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
But I would have paid. Don't call your GM cheap then.
This is a smart time to be cheap.
Fiscally responsible.
This is the smart time to be cheap. Jalen Johnson just went and for 19 a year, and he's 24 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Snead is older than him. He should be thinking around, all right, 19 and a half, 20. 22, brother man, no.
I mean, I'll just wait till you. I'll just 24.
Yeah, but he's a receiver. Different markets. It's a different market. The receiver market. He won 23. That ain't nothing compared to where the receiver market going. Because when Chase and Justin Jefferson re-up, you can forget about it. That wide receiver market is going to the moon.
The market about to go up too. When you got the Broncos got to pay Surtain.
Nah, it ain't going up like that.
He gonna want 24.
No, he ain't getting that. He'll get the 22. He'll get the 22 that Snead want. Yeah, because he's younger. But that receiver, Justin Jefferson getting 30 a year. Watch.
I can see it. I could.
There's no way I could pay a receiver that amount of money. They impact the game.
I'm not paying nobody that much unless you're the
quarterback. Yeah, there's no way in hell.
Justin Jefferson getting 30 a year.
He might, but I mean,
they offered him
one receiver, bro.
They offered him like 28 in the offseason. And he said no.
Oh, well.
Nah, you pay him that. Your team is screwed. Like paying a quarterback. Look at Flacco. You should go Baltimore. They paid him all that money, and they got nothing.
That's why I take it as disrespect. I offer you 28. You told me no. I bet. Go get it somewhere else then. Bye.
Yeah, go somewhere else.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
Shit. All right.
No, you won't. Just like the Vikings won't, you won't.
Because
he's the best receiver in the league.
If you're trying to win, you're not going to pay one guy 30 when you can probably get two out of that.
Yeah.
You're not getting the best player in the league.
I'll go get two and a half.
You're not getting the best receiver in the league.
Who's 100% dependent on another person. They're not that important.
He's important. And they're not going to let him walk.
I'll go get two to make one.
That's not how it works, bro.
Shit.
He was out last season for a few games.
It's been working for the teams that's been winning. The team that's been winning is working. How's it working for the Vikings having the best receiver? Where that's going? Meanwhile, these other teams got two number twos, and they winning.
Who?
Yeah, who's got a number one receiver that does anything as far as winning goes?
Travis Kelce is the Chiefs' number one receiver.
He's a tight end.
But he's a tight end. So.
He don't even play. He don't even block.
That's cool, but
you're right.
But he is the number. He is their number one receiver.
But he's not a number one receiver.
Okay, so
their number one receiver.
So let's, but he's a tight end. Let's take that.
Nobody, you're not winning without having weapons.
Let's take this walk with him, Billy. Let's take this walk with him. So okay, Travis is number one. Who's the other number one?
There is no other number one.
Oh, all right then. So he can go.
Patrick Mahomes had that team had a down year on offense because they didn't have a number one.
Yeah, but on the outside, Taylor Swift and the refs, and
Their defense carried them to the Super Bowl this year.
Because that's they're not paying one guy $30 million, they could afford to give guys on a defense money, and that's how they win. You give Justin Jefferson $30 million, your team is screwed, bro.
No, it's
especially
not.
We got Sam Darnold throwing him the ball.
He knows the last two teams just had to get rid of either their receiver or traded quarterback because they paid a quarterback and then paid receivers.
Yeah.
But the Vikings won't have to pay a quarterback. You can pay Justin Jefferson because your quarterback is going to be on a rookie deal probably.
Yeah. And you're not going to win.
You can pay Justin. This is the time to pay him.
Yeah, but again, you're not going to win with a rookie or a journeyman guy. They're gonna. He's gonna go in there. You don't know what rookie.
JJ McCarthy might come out and be a stud.
He might. But he's also gonna be. You got a receiver in your face. I got to get in the ball, forcing the issue, throwing picks left and right.
Matter of fact, look, Packers let go of their number one, and they made it to the playoffs.
Weird how that worked out.
Yeah, Devontae wanted all that. They let him go, and they was all right.
Were they?
They made it to the playoffs. Sticking around to the playoffs. Nobody thought they was going to go. That's further than the
Vikings. I mean, did they achieve their goal? Because only one team achieved their goal.
I mean, I think that was their goal, to make it to the playoffs. I don't think their goal is to win the championship. You think every team
that wasn't their goal.
You think 32 teams in any sport go to the league every year?
They ain't out there doing it for nothing. At training camp, everybody on that field think they going to the Super Bowl.
Ain't no way.
Years ago, I did Kendrick.
Charlotte Hornets thought they was going to the NBA Finals this year.
I did
Charlotte Hornets. They was like, hey, we going to the NBA Finals this year. We got LaMelo.
I can't think of his first name. Kenyon Drake.
Yeah.
I did this about 5-6 years ago, and he was like, yeah, he goes, legitimately, maybe one or two teams go into the season like, just let's try to break 500. But everybody else goes in thinking they can make this Super Bowl. But
I'm listening to Rob. I don't think Rob ever played team sports before.
There's about two teams that think, like, let me just get
that is not how anybody on their team is thinking going into the season. Oh, we don't got a shot.
I'll say this with Green Bay. I would say, yeah, we get the tools to make it. We should get there. But then when reality sets in, it's all right, what would be our realistic short-term goal? First round of the playoffs. You get to the second round, you think, shit, we're ahead of schedule.
The competitor in you is going to be like, we go. But after you settle in, you go through training camp and what you see how your roster, your team.
Man, think you got a shot until you out of it.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Anything could happen. Look at the 49ers, the Giants. They were a wild card. They got hot at the end of the season, beat the undefeated Patriots team. If you at any point
until you run, out of it, you think you got a shot.
I hear you.
Until that scroll come on ESPN and say such and such is eliminated from playoff contention. Mathematically eliminated. Until that thing say that, you think you got a shot. All you got to do, get on the run. All we got to do, tweak this. All we got to do is tweak this, tweak that, tweak that. Get on the run. All we got to do is get in the dance. Once we get in the dance, then anything can happen. So
Bears thought they can go to Super Bowl last year, huh?
Of course they did. They weren't even out of the playoffs until the last couple weeks.
Panthers had to know going in that even though it's 0-0 record,
the Panthers definitely knew they were going to Super Bowl. They definitely knew they were.
What are you talking about? The Panthers had all kinds of hype before the season.
Hype, yeah, but
all kind of hype. We got the new quarterback coming in. We got a new coach coming in.
And we got in football
before the season started. Before the season started, people was calling that the greatest coaching ensemble ever put together. For a rookie
and
quarterback.
Those people were on the Ocho.
And Bryce Young was touted as the best quarterback too, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. They thought they had a shot.
But
until
they
were like 0-8 or 2-8 or whatever. And it was like, maybe we don't got a shot.
Football, your rookie quarterback, rookie coach, the odds already are against you. You already know you're playing against, your back's against the wall, against the 8-ball, behind the 8-ball, whatever it is, with a rookie coach and a rookie quarterback. You cannot go in there thinking realistically, oh, we're going to run this. You can't. Odds are you're already against it.
Nobody thinks like that, man. Nobody thinks like that. No, they don't.
Yes. You can have
expectations. They don't think like that, man.
We can reach the top. But a team like that, we got to gel. We got to see what we can do. After week
three. Nobody thinks like that. The biggest thing I've always learned and heard from people who are actually in the league is every year is a different year. We don't think about what happens last year. when the training camp starts, it's a new year, and we think we got a shot.
But I'm saying last year, the Panthers going in with a rookie coach, a rookie quarterback.
They thought they had a shot.
I don't think so.
Yes, they thought they had a shot. And they didn't even have a rookie coach. They just had a coach that was their first year there.
Bad news, bro.
They thought they was going to Super Bowl.
What is this, basketball, where you can redshirt here and be a rookie? No, unacceptable.
You're not a rookie. Like, he's been a coach.
New coach, new system.
He's a first year coach in that organization. Yeah, but there's actually rookie coaches who go to the playoffs. Like, the Houston Texans just went to the playoffs.
I don't know, rookie coach. Quarterback. No, you're right.
Rookie quarterback.
I can see it.
I've seen the coach do it.
So you have those two teams. You think they both go in there thinking we're making the Super Bowl?
Yes, because they thought their quarterback was better.
I don't know, man.
What do you mean you don't know? They took him number one. They thought their quarterback was better.
Who would think that, though? The few games that I've seen from this kid, he is not a good quarterback. That team is not going to do shit with Bryce Young, bro. It's not happening.
If he throws they thought that if you watched, year, be, if you watched his college tape like they did, they thought their quarterback was better.
Show me a number one quarterback in college, I'm going to show you a bust. None of them translate to shit. Odds are they're going to be worse than they should be. Look at your boy, Lawrence. He's nothing. He's a regular guy. He was supposed to be his greatest thing because of his long blonde hair. He's just a dude out there.
Well, Caleb was going to break the mold, according to him and everybody
else. You're crazy. You're crazy.
Caleb's, I know you got a Lawrence jersey in your cart. Might as well just fill the order, bro.
You're crazy. That dude.
He got a Caleb Williams jersey.
Trevor Lawrence coming out was legit.
Yeah, when he got the NFL, he wasn't.
He got sandbagged by the Jags. He got
the first year, of course, by the Jags.
That's one. So you're talking about Caleb Williams coming out should be great, but look where he's going. You can't.
I mean, any rookie quarterback that's told is going to go to a sorry team. So that's already given.
Now look at Ben. You think Ben Roethlisberger was a stud quarterback? He just happened to go to the best available team at that time. Didn't they pick him like top? What?
Well, Caleb's not going to a bad team. Caleb's going to a team that just won like 7 games.
That's not a bad team.
No. That's almost 500. Yes. If you go 7 and 10?
They went 7 and 10.
You go 7 and 10, you add pieces the next year?
No, you could easily get
to 10 and 7. You're going to the Super Bowl.
No, I think you can get to 10 and 7. And then maybe when you get to the playoffs, anything could happen. Your rival gets an injury. Your quarterback, who is it? Love goes down. And they bring in some dud that may help you out. But if you add a few pieces, but you're bringing in a rookie quarterback, Caleb, that doesn't translate.
Caleb isn't going. He's not your normal first round number one pick. He's not going to the worst team.
No, who they get this pick from? The Panthers or the Cardinals?
Panthers.
The Panthers.
Well, that worked out well for him, didn't it? I'm going to trade with this team, and they're going to not win any games till like week 43. I'm going to love this shit. And they ended up with 9. Where'd they get the 9 from? Is that their regular pick?
That's their pick.
Yeah, that's their pick, yeah.
I mean, I have a number one from the worst team. I'm taking
They almost had the first and the third. They just started winning games.
Look at this guy. He can't come on the podcast because he's working so busy. But 14 minutes ago, he can send a picture of some friggin' little thing at the store.
What is that?
I don't know. Something that Dewey's got going on in Tennessee. No matter how hard left gets, we're not eating beef and noodles.
What?
Well, it's this guy. It's Noodles and Company.
Man, I stay with ramen noodles. What are you talking about?
Forget Noodles and Company.
14 minutes ago, he wants to send this out. But he ramen noodles? On the podcast.
I ain't eat ramen noodles in like 30 years, bro.
I watched a video the other day of them making ramen noodles.
You probably crazy. Don't want to eat them. You see the crap that goes into there?
They got bugs and shit in
the fucking noodles.
That little packet that they make for the flavor. You ever seen that? I was like, protein. Oh.
You ever seen the video? You ever seen the video when they put the microscope on the noodles?
Yeah, you see the little mites and shit crawling through it?
Yeah.
And they say if you don't boil it long enough, it won't kill them. If you boil it too much, you'll lose the consistency of the pasta. So you're screwed if you screwed whatever you do.
Then you got, even if it was like healthy or whatever, even if it was not having maggots and stuff on it, there's still like 500 grams of salt in that thing. Bro. Like you're it's trying
like nine,
to die.
It's like sodium 900 milligrams or something.
Yes.
It's so good because you're just sucking down salt.
60 million ways to die, though.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Probably number I'm not going to help it out.
You'd probably be helping something out right now. Having them headphones on here is probably increasing something.
Everything is out there. All the food's out there. There's no,
there's no nothing coming through here. We're all good here.
The fluorescent light on right now is probably...
I ain't going to help. I ain't going to help. I'm already at like halftime. Look, I mean, if I make it to 84, I'm at halftime right now. Look, I'm not helping them out.
You drinking water out of that bottle right now?
Dude. I was thinking trying the same to go, shit. Like that plastic bottle probably not the best.
I'm trying to go to overtime. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm with you. But bro, I got like you don't want to drink the glass because glass will fall, potentially break. So you want to eat. You want to have the plastic here, but you over time, it's in the hot sun.
Exactly. You don't know how long
who knows what the fuck gets inside that.
It got saturated. Yeah. It ain't even pure H2O no more. Yeah, electrolytes are gone.
You got fluoride in the water. Who the hell knows?
Yeah, where your meter at to test it, the alkaline. Yeah. Where your alkaline
and down here, we got
they said this is the they've tested it, and they said this is the best water to drink.
Before they put it in the bottle.
This is the best water. They've before tested they with the little light machine and all that there. All that.
Which is weird, bro. It's water. Like, how do you, like, what do you do? Where does it come from? You got to stand outside in a bucket and catch it.
Dude, a funny story. When we was working up there, was it I don't even know what buddy was anymore.
Get my water from the mountains of Nicaragua.
Came out of nowhere. He saw Felix drinking. He said, hey, man, let me see that water right quick. Let me. We started testing his water. Nah, man, you ain't drinking the purest of water.
Oh, if you roll around with a water tester, there's a problem with that.
That man had a whole kit for us, man. That
listen,
man
put in the this is the best water you can drink. Trust me, I've had it tested. I've had it tested numerous times.
Right.
On the water kit. This is what you want.
I want get the
straight
water
from
kit.
Zephyr Hills, Florida. In tell me.
You need, to find out what get the water kit and test Dasani. I want to know what that flavor is.
Oh, it's the worst. Water. Dasani is the worst.
That
Dasani
dirty nickel, terrible, that man. Dirty penny taste it has.
Dasani. Yeah, you don't want to drink Dasani. It's the worst. At all.
It's got the weirdest flavor to it, bro. It's got a taste to it. People understand got Voss? Try this shit. It has a flavor
Voss?
To it.
You got any Voss? Yeah.
Ugh. I love Voss. Yeah, Voss. I love Voss. I love Fiji water. It's straight from Fiji.
Fiji is good.
From the mountains of Fiji?
Yeah, love Fiji water. Tastes so
good. Fiji's the furthest place you can go before you start coming back.
The Fiji water tastes so pure. It's like I'm out there, you know what I'm saying, on a lake, just water flowing from the ice mountain, and it just tastes like I'm there.
You ever see these people on Naked and Afraid drink water and then shit their pants 3 seconds later because that water?
Yeah, because they don't boil it. Boil it. You gotta boil it.
So you think the Fiji water, they're boiling it off the glacier, or they're just chopping it and it's falling into the cup and they're just taking it that way?
No, straight from the glacier. You don't need to boil it. It's pure.
Pure. Okay.
Pure. Right in the Fiji bottle.
I'm looking at this King Kong Godzilla coming up. Godzilla's frozen in the glacier. So, I mean, you're probably getting some nuclear back, you know, some shit from the Godzilla.
That movie's going to be good.
No, I
have no clue what you're even talking about.
Godzilla.
Godzilla.
There's another Godzilla movie?
Yeah,
the new Empire.
Yeah,
watch the last 29th.
You didn't watch the last.
Yeah, I watched the last one. Yeah, I'm good.
Bro, when Godzilla gets amped up, that zoom 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 zoom, zoom that shit is badass, bro. Now he turns.
Yeah, pink.
He's got all sorts of nuclear fusion flowing through him. That's
yeah. Water, I understand. Bro. Yeah. I understand. Good.
The best. Good. The best.
I am good.
And I'll be out there seeing that. Maybe the 31st. What month is this? March?
I'm good.
March have a 31st or no?
I'm good. I'm good. I am going to go see Dune 2 again.
I got to see that. I got to see if it's on my app. I haven't checked it out yet. I got to watch it.
On
When's Rebel Moon come back?
Crazy. You can't watch that on your app. I watched it in the regular theater and I was upset. Like, I want to go and watch it on 70 millimeter film, but it's only. The closest one I can find is Atlanta, Georgia, I think it was.
Road trip. Rob, what'd you say?
Take a trip. I said,
I'm going to have to settle for the regular IMAX in Fort Lauderdale. I thought
Rebel Moon comes out in April, right? Sometime around
there? Yeah, I think it's in April. April or May.
What's the new Planet of the Apes? Your girl Siri from The Witcher's in it. I was like, that girl is familiar. So I'm like racking
that's
my brain.
That's what I'm waiting
for.
I'm waiting on that.
That looks pretty good.
It's going to be bad. It's going to be badass.
Let's take a quick. I'll go to Atlanta with you. The Soteria Lounge open. We can go.
No, I'm going to just. I'm going to settle for the IMAX at Fort Lauderdale. It's not 70 millimeter, but it's still IMAX.
But we could just go right quick. Come right back. We'll be back in like 2 hours.
Aren't you on spring break? Take the kids to the zoo. Drop them off at that big.
I was upset. I was upset because the one in Fort Lauderdale had the 70 millimeter for Oppenheimer. I don't know why they don't have the 70 millimeter for Dune.
Oh,
2.
The IMAX? The IMAX is still open.
Isn't there only like 19 true IMAXs in the country?
Yeah, but it's like
I used to go to the one in Fort Lauderdale.
It's only, I think what it said, it's only like 10 worldwide that have the capability to do the 70 millimeter film.
Gotcha.
I used to go to the museum one, the real IMAX theater.
No, that's what I'm saying. On the museum, they had Oppenheimer there, but they don't have Dune 2.
They got something over there, and they have this thing down here called Dania Point. They got one of them 4D theaters. Like,
if 4DX? Yeah, I go down there all the time.
It bounces you around, throws the water up on you. Thank you. I'm not going to go to the movie theater, bro.
No. Let me tell you, after you watch 4DX, you don't want to watch a regular again.
No, yeah, I'm not.
It's so awesome.
Puking my brain out. Watch like garbage.
I'm telling you.
I don't need nobody spitting on me.
Yeah, bro. I can't.
Listen, you can turn the water off. If you don't want the water, you can turn it off.
I'm not.
Yeah, but still,
like,
you see, Ant-Man 4, Quantumania.
Listen. I'm telling you.
Wild shit, all zigzaggy, bro. I'm throwing up in a heartbeat.
Listen, I won't never steer you wrong when it comes to cinema. That's my thing. Okay, I would never steer you wrong.
Hard pass.
Watch a 4DX movie. It's so awesome. I'm telling you.
I can watch like a rom-com 4DX.
I tell you what.
Nah. The best one.
Next time you go and I watch it.
The best one was Top Gun. Oh my God. The seats went back like this.
Nah, bro.
When he was taking off and then the plane took off and this wind like you went up. Man. What?
I want to watch people
they
do
were
that.
Shooting,
that's why I didn't go to the Air Force. So I want
to
be
shooting missiles.
They're watching.
Then the missiles, right? They were shooting the missiles and then when it hit something, it would like be an explosion into the roof of the theater. Let me tell you,
man.
It's so
nervous about getting
so
sick
good.
And then making me dizzy and shit. If it's something really,
if you
off, all
if
over
it's bothering
place.
You, can turn it off.
Sound like he was at an amusement park. That's what it sounded like.
No, it's let me tell you,
Epcot Center.
Let me tell you, the 4DX movie ain't nothing like it, man.
I'll tell you.
I'm waiting for a true movie, another movie like that to go see it because I don't want to watch like
you took the elevator. You took the elevator and went to the private section.
Nah,
pinky's out, bro.
Like my thing is, if ain't really gonna be no like movement or something like that, like I'm not gonna do the 4DX. You know, like my daughters, they went and saw Minions in the 4DX. They're like, bruh.
Yeah, that's not.
What was going on? All right. Like, you just wasted. Y'all wasted money. But like a legit, like raw, like King, like the Donna joint. The H joint. Oh, yeah. 4DX.
I mean,
boy.
Same with King Kong and the you were starting to say.
No, I'm not. I said the wrong thing. I'm not.
Doesn't matter.
Not like
but that's
that
a good
one.
Movie for that because they're going to be all over the place banging around, jumping in the middle earth with another monster coming out.
He should go check it out.
Yeah. I seen, what's the last one I did 4DX? Oh, Indiana Jones was good.
So they
I went
had something
and seen
like
Indiana
that,
Jones
at
4DX.
Be...
That was dope.
No, man.
That's
tough.
I'm not seeing none of them.
That was
my mom or someone saw something. They didn't know what was going on. Like all of a sudden, we started shaking and water started happening.
I mean,
I like,
if you don't want to give it a you give it a try. I'm guarantee you like it.
But it would for me. It has to be the right kind of shit because I don't want to get motion sickness.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Like I don't go watch it like for everything. It's got
to
be like a
go to the movies.
Like Indiana Jones was raw.
I'm good enough with the Dolby Cinema. That's good enough for me. You know,
it is.
Rumble.
Nah, Transformer comes out, I might be in there watching Transformers upside down, hanging from my feet in one of those 4D things.
Nah, man. Transformer crap again. Yeah, they said the Transformer was good in 4D. I didn't go see it, but they say the last Transformer was good in 4DX.
Yeah. I saw it in the theater.
I can't watch regular movies anymore. I'm either at 4DX or I'm in the IMAX.
Nah, I just need regular. Make this shit loud. The screen, okay, please be clear.
I go to the regular, like, Dolby Vision, and I'll be bored.
Nah, bro.
I'm like, man, move my seat.
Like, Amy has shit low here. Like, she's got some sort of hearing shit where she hears everything. So I got to watch the fucking volume on, like, 10. And I'm like, what did he just say? So we go to the theater. We go out. When we go out to the movies and it's banging my ears, I look at her. I'm like, we can't lower the volume here. We're going to fucking
listen. Well, I went and watched Dune 2.
I got to see that shit in the theater.
I went at 9 in the morning to watch it. Because I had some other stuff to do. I went at 9 in the morning. I was in there by myself. The first thing, the movie is so good, so good. The first thing I said when I walked out of here is, man, I got to go to the IMAX to watch it. Because it's just, it wasn't immersive enough for me.
I don't need to be immersive, or I would go move to the desert. I want to go sit in the air conditioned theater and just watch
it. I need to be immersive in it. I need to be immersed. I need to be immersed. And if I don't have 70mm film, I just have to go watch it at the IMAX. But I need to be immersed. All right. Like Oppenheimer, let me tell you something. Oppenheimer and IMAX and an Oppenheimer like at home, totally different.
Well, that's the thing. You have to keep your expectations realistic, because once it's out of the theater, it's gone forever. You're only gonna to watch it at home.
I just watched Oppenheimer last week again. I've seen Oppenheimer like 10 times already, but I've watched it last week and I was like, you know, wish I was in IMAX.
See, you can't give those high expectations. Temper them. Just go watch regular movies, because you've watched regular movies at the house for the rest of the time.
This is 10-year anniversary of Interstellar, and I'm like hoping it comes to the IMAX.
Was it that good for a re-release?
Interstellar is one of the greatest movies ever.
I'm just saying, bro. They re-released Avatar, re-released Endgame. They had a 25th anniversary of Ghost or Dirty Dancing or some shit. Is Interstellar up there with those types? Or is it just
Interstellar
good to you?
Up there with everything.
To you or to the people?
Everything!
I mean, they got your girl Swift doing a whole tour on the movies. So, I mean, is Interstellar better than Taylor Swift's movies? I don't know, bro.
Excuse me?
I'm just saying.
Excuse me?
It's what the people want. We're here for the people.
Let me see IMDb top movies. Top movies of all time.
Hey, I got to go watch Shogun.
Top movies of all time. Let me see. Where's Interstellar fall? Oh, man.
I heard Shogun was okay. Wasn't that good? I know you guys like it.
Shogun
is fire.
Doom Part 2 is ranked 14 right now.
Shogun is fire.
Yeah.
Don't listen to them people. They don't know what they're talking about.
Interstellar ranked number 21, greatest movie of all time.
Mm. 21, ahead of way behind Dune. What are your thoughts on that?
Way behind.
Oh, Dune 2 is like one of the best movies I've seen in a long time. Yeah. I'm talking like when I left there. I was
Top Gun last year.
when I walk, you know, I'm a Christopher Nolan junkie, so I'm gonna just say this. This is the like one of the top non Christopher Nolan movies I've seen in a long time.
But I'm kind of with you. If you ask me my top three movies, my top three shows, there's probably 15 in the top three. So I definitely understand where you're coming from.
No. I would never put 15 in the top three.
Top three. Like you tell me, you know, I can name 3 or 4 of the Avenger movies. You throw in some Big Lebowski, Dumb and Dumber. They're my top three.
You're not making a proper list. All right, you're not making a real. Yeah. You sit down and put together a top list. No.
But nothing, Rob, you said like you did. You just say last. Did you just say last year? Top Gun's one of your favorite movies you ever seen. Now it's this one.
No. Rob is joking. I like Top Gun, but I wouldn't put Top Gun in my top 10.
Maverick?
No. Come on. But it was a good movie. I liked it. I really did. I'm not putting it up there with Inception or Interstellar or The Dark Knight.
You can't put it in. You can't put it in those type of categories.
Not putting it there.
But you being biased, Christopher though. You just name all Christopher Nolan stuff.
I'm saying you can't put it in there with those type of movies.
The audience don't know you like that. This man just running off Christopher.
I know. You got to pick up on that. So do you have a favorite movie but like another movie better?
Oh yeah, what? Those.
Do you what are you like- talking about?
So yeah, I can tell you, Endgame is my favorite movie, but I'll watch.
I don't know why.
I'll watch Infinity War before I watch Endgame.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, he got Shawshank Redemption. Shawshank Redemption is my favorite movie ever.
All right, ever. Because so I tell people that, like, that doesn't make any sense. I'm like, well, listen, it does make sense. But, this is my favorite movie, but I can. But there are other movies I would rather watch ahead of it. But when this one's on, that's it. Stay away.
Yeah.
We're shut down.
Well, I can watch Shawshank Redemption if it was on.
Yeah, right he'd now. Be here all day if you ask him to give you that list, he'd be here all day because he got.
But Shawshank Redemption is my favorite movie of all time. But if Pulp Fiction is on, I will watch Pulp Fiction before I watch Shawshank Redemption.
See, that makes
and
sense.
And if Interstellar is on, I will watch Interstellar and then rewind it and watch Interstellar again.
You see, you got him started because he's
no listen. But I'm with that because I tell people that they're like, doesn't make any sense. I'm like, but it does though. There's a movie that's my favorite movie, but I like other movies better.
No, that makes or when that it makes come a lot. On, that, I'm gonna that take makes a, the chance makes to watch a, them.
Okay,
that makes a lot of sense.
Do you have like, a Do you have like Friday, a favorite like, movie that the critics hated?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I gotta think about that. That's a good question. Because to me, bro, if the critics like the movie, it's probably trash. What'd you say, Ron?
Well, I'm not saying like I'm not saying like a terrible movie like Pootie Tang. Yeah. Come on, Pootie Tang. I'm saying like you love this movie. The critics hated it.
Well, one that comes to mind is I thought Armageddon was fantastic. And people said it wasn't like it wasn't that good. It was same as Deep Impact, you know, blah blah blah. I'm like,
nah.
Armageddon was fucking awesome. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I like the Armageddon a lot.
It was great.
I love Armageddon.
Yeah,
love,
it was I fucking awesome. Like, oh, you know, it's okay,
it's actually touching. You know, if you're in tune with your
inside, except for when Ben Affleck yells that "I love you" at the end, that kind of rubs me the wrong way. I mean, I've never understood that part. I love you. Like, calm down, bro.
Well, let me tell you like this. So, like, my favorite Star Wars movie, right, is Episode 3, and Episode 3 gets so much hate.
That's one of the first ones, right? Oh, no, it's six.
Yeah, it gets so much hate because it was grouped in with the next three. You know what I'm saying? So, like, people hate Episode 1. They hate Episode 2. And then Episode 3 gets grouped in with those movies.
People don't like the first three?
Episode 3 is, that's my favorite one. You know what I'm saying?
I liked the Clone Wars a lot. I liked it Episode 2. I actually like 2 better than 3.
No. See, 3 is my John, yo. Like, 3, you see him turning, you see him getting...
too fast, that's why.
You see him turning and everything, boom, boom, then he get into a, you know what I'm saying? Then he get into the fight, you know what I'm saying, with Obi-Wan and...
Got his ass whooped.
You know what I'm saying? And then my dog just sitting there on the lava with no legs and no arms, you know what I'm saying?
I hate you!
That's... I love Episode 3. You know what I'm saying? Then my dog come over there and look at him like, hey, this boy missing arms and legs.
You got a chosen one.
It'll take a minute. I got something for you. Son, but I'm pretty sure that because I like what most people don't like. Like I've always been off a little bit from people around me and their likes and dislikes. So I'm going to think about that.
Well, we saw that with your quarterbacks.
Oh, man. Listen, bro. surround yourself with like-minded people. Or like-minded other things.
Yeah. I like episode two.
Let me see if I can find something.
But see, episode two wasn't bad, but episode two gets grouped in because of episode one. Like, they get grouped in together. Like, four, five, and six get grouped in, and then one, two, and three get grouped in, and they just, oh, man, they suck.
I worked at a movie
episode
theater.
Episode three...
When Wrong. Star Wars 4 7, 8, came out, 9 Darth Maul, people hated that shit. They hated Darth Maul. Then Jar Jar Binks, like they lost their minds about
that
shit.
They hated Episode 1. Yeah, they hated it, and they get grouped in.
All nine is fire. I don't care.
I mean, I watch anything.
7, 8, 9, I love it. I think I like Rise.
But yeah, like that's one of my movies. I'm like, yo, why does it get so much hate? It's so good.
The Last Jedi is fire. Oh, I love that.
So good.
Yeah, I gotta,
and it gets so much hate. But you know, I am a movie connoisseur, as they say.
Misunderstood. They don't understand.
You know what I'm saying? I got a it's in my closet, but I got a frame, right? So they bought it for me. Top 100 movies of all time.
He watched them all.
No, I haven't watched them all. I still got it in there, but you scratch off. Nah, you scratch off.
Every time you
watch one of the movies, you scratch it off.
You've had that for a while, right?
Yeah, he's had it for a
Yeah, I think
years
I might have heard about it from you.
I thought he was done.
But no, it's a couple movies. It's movies on there. I'd be like, ugh, I just can't get through it.
See that, like when you, I've seen Gone with the Wind. I've not seen Citizen Kane. But when people throw that shit on their top five,
see, Citizen Kane is on there, and I'm like, I just can't get through it.
Just because it was like one of the first good movies. It's like Babe Ruth is saying Babe Ruth was the best of all time against who he played. Those guys really weren't athletes back then, so there wasn't to say, oh yeah, look how great he was. Nowadays, shit's better than Citizen Kane and Gone with the Wind.
Yeah,
like I'm sorry, bro, I don't understand it. I seen it. Okay, cool. What's
like,
you know? Yeah, like I don't get it. Oh, you're
yeah, it's some
real,
movies on there.
I
was like,
movie lover. I'm like, no, I like movies. I just like
12 Angry
movies.
Men. Listen, it took me 5 times to get through 12 Angry Men. I was so bored. I was like, dude.
I don't even think I tried to see that.
This whole movie is just this jury in this jury room. And it's on the. It's like, it's ranked in the like the top. Look, what is it? IMDb top 250. It's number 5. 12 Angry Men, number 5.
Number 5?
Yep.
That's terrible.
Came out 1957.
Yeah, see, right there, you're discrediting, bro. I'm sorry. You're just saying it so you can be like, oh, look how worldly I am. Look how in touch I am. Here's a movie from 1910. I got to read the script between the takes.
It's so hard to get through it.
That's tough.
And
1957,
yeah.
That's all.
So, like, I got a bunch of movies on there that I haven't scratched off that I can't get through.
Well, you can scratch that off.
That's a tough one there, bro.
Just scratch it off.
Oh, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. That was another one.
Hell no. Yeah, I know about that.
Isn't that Nurse Ratched and Jack Nicholson?
Yeah.
I can't.
I heard that was good.
If you like that.
Well, it's on there. Yeah. But, I mean, Jack Nicholson is like 20 years old on there.
Yeah. What about shit like The Shining? Like, I heard people think of The Shining.
I like The Shining.
Like, is it really a scary
not scary
movie?
To me?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not
scary to me.
It's cool. It's a
I love
good
The
concept.
Shining.
It's clever. But come
I think,
on,
you
man.
Know what I think it was? I watched The Shining when I was already like old enough. I wasn't like a kid.
Yeah.
When I watched it, maybe if I was a kid, I'd be freaked out with these girls riding around on tricycles in the hallway and shit. Like,
yeah,
that might have freaked me out when I was a kid.
Cause I ain't gonna lie, boy. Watching Chucky as a kid, boy. All these
no, you know when I was a kid, the Friday the 13th came out.
Oh, dude, Nightmare on Elm Street 2.
It was a scene. I don't know if it was the first one or the second. It was a scene where Freddy is in this dark ass alley, and he's got these long ass arms. Like, and he's in the hallway with these long ass arms. And I swear to God, I could not sleep for like a month.
That might
because his whole thing was he get you in the sleep. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, dude,
I didn't watch Freddy growing up. Like, it didn't do it for me. But I still know people now that believe if you die in your dreams, you die in real life, and it comes from that movie.
I believe like, it. Every time I feel that. Like I'm about to, I wake up. I believe in that. I totally believe
like you look
that.
At like Jaws. Jaws technically is not that scary. But every time you go in the water, you think of a fucking shark because of Jaws. So it's the scariest movie ever. It is locked into your head. You've seen Jaws. When you go to the ocean, you're like, fuck, there's sharks out here, bro. I've seen
punch him in the nose. Punch him in the nose.
That's all you got to do is punch him in the nose.
That's it. But you ain't punching in the water, punching in your dreams. You're doing one of these.
You ain't punching Freddie.
Nah. Yeah. You seen that chick on Instagram push that nurse shark, the tiger shark away. Just put him on the nose and push him back. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Just because he's
look, you push here him it goes back. Right here.
Nightmare on Elm Street 2, boy.
Right here on YouTube. People, I'm telling you, this scene is freaky. I was so afraid of this shit when I was a kid. He walking down this dark ass hallway with these long ass arms. You crazy?
Part two was it, man.
I was so scared.
Two and three did it for me.
Because back then, you know, there wasn't that many graphics.
Scary,
it wasn't that
scary
many
movies was actually scary movies. They actually scared you with what they
did. But nowadays, like, we've seen everything, so the story's got to be so...
Well, yeah, nowadays, but the scary movies, the storyline is trash. They just try to hit you with sound effects. That's how
you you got to have a story now, because I've seen everything.
When I was a kid, the scary movies.
His arms out like that. That's a terrifying kid.
Well, I was terrified.
Sports and shit. It's not a big
deal. When we was younger, man, the scary movies had a good storyline to it, like Chucky. You know what I'm saying? Jason. No,
listen,
like these dudes, you was like,
Friday the 13th is my favorite show.
The movies that scared me when I was a kid was like the religious genre, like
It,
The Omen. And
that shit, demons and fucking possession.
Yeah, that's the shit that scared the hell. Yeah. What's the one with the girl spinning her head around?
Exorcist.
Yeah, that. Oh my
even now,
gosh!
Paranormal State and those things. I'm not watching that shit, bro. Yeah,
you know how scared I was of Poltergeist when I was a kid.
Yeah,
you
no, thank
crazy.
If Beetlejuice wasn't comedy, that would have frightened me. But Beetlejuice,
like I think we were the right age.
Beetlejuice.
Because if we were a little bit,
I can't
younger,
wait for the new one. I can't wait for the new one, man.
You see that? They
I can't
that.
Wait for the new one.
They
dropped this year.
It.
Yeah, I can't wait for part two.
But
if we were
a couple years younger, Beetlejuice would have been terrifying.
Looks I'm next.
But we were just for the right age. We're like, this is kind of crazy. This is kind of nuts.
I love Beetlejuice, man. When they said they was doing a sequel, I was excited. I can't wait to go see
Michael Keaton back.
Everybody back.
That's a perfect cast.
And it's got your girl. What's the little girl? She hot right now. She back. What I'm talking about? The girl that's hot right now. She was on Scream and Ortega. Yeah. She in it.
Ortega.
Do you see Wednesday?
Ortega.
No, I didn't
watch it because I'm a hardcore Addams Family guy, and I just didn't want to I didn't want to watch. My kids watched it.
Don't watch.
My kids watched it, and I was like, this ain't the Addams Family.
It's not. She's like a homicidal maniac, and I'm like,
no. But then I had people. I was watching it, and the kids had superpowers and shit. I was like, man, what is this? Like, I'm good.
Oh yeah! Once you get to a certain school, you develop your thing. You become a werewolf. You become a whatever.
Yeah. My kids was watching, and I was like, "Is this what?" Like, there's no superpowers in Adam's Family.
No, exactly. But she's also like a psychopath.
They wouldn't superpower people.
She's a psychopath. Like, she's down to kill, bloody murder, drink the blood type. She's like, Wednesday Addams not like that. It's a goofy, funny, you know, dead family type shit.
Well, you know, the misconception with the Addams Family is a lot of people thought they were like dead.
They could have been. Who the fuck knows? But it was good. It was funny. It was entertaining.
They
wasn't
dead.
This shit here, like, she's
a
psychopath.
They were just gothic people. They weren't dead. Yeah. They were just gothic people.
Listen, Moana was dead. You guys see Moana?
Who?
Moana.
The little girl?
Daughters. You seen that shit? Yeah.
She ain't dead.
What?
She, when she goes out.
Is that the one with the... Is that the one with the wrong...
You talking about the mermaid?
You're welcome.
Yeah, that
one. Yeah.
Until she goes out and breaks the waves, she talks to living people. When she goes out, gets in that bad wreck, and she washes up on shore, she talks to Maui, who's a demigod. She talks to her grandmother, who's a ghost. She sees shrimp people that no one else can see. Then she goes to Nefertiti, the god of some shit. She gives her back her heart. Maui's gone, and she's back with her people.
Yeah,
she was dead through the whole movie.
Sounds ass.
Great
You're
movie,
welcome.
Bro. Moana's the best. Part two comes out in November.
No. Scratch it. Delete.
That's Moana a part two?
Yeah, then they're doing a live version also.
No, cancel it.
Oh, my gosh. Not the live. Would they stop it with this live version stuff already?
Your boy
Jesus
Dwayne Johnson
Christ.
With his fucking wig and the big body. No. They're bringing the cast is the real people in the movie.
Cancel
it
like power. Cancel it.
Oh, my gosh. Can you stop it? Stop it.
Happening, bro.
Even though The Little Mermaid was all right. It was all right.
Was that
stop it?
Live Stop action? It. Was that still CGI?
Yeah, it was live action.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
watch it. Was it really a mermaid. My cup of tea?
She got a live baby now.
You got a daughter. You go take your daughter, go see Little Mermaid.
I've seen it. Because who's the dad? Isn't the dad Javier Bardem?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen him. It wasn't bad.
Javier Bardem, that boy is so raw, boy.
He's good.
No Country for Old Men. That boy was not playing around with y'all.
I didn't think I'd seen that. I've seen the Family Guy version of it. Family Guy did a quick clip about it.
You never seen No Country for Old Men?
I don't think so.
Let me check my list. Let me see where that's at. Because that got to be up there. It's got to be. No Country for Old Men. Movie's so good. Oh, Seven. Oh, I love Seven.
Seven's a good one. What's in the box?
Yeah, Seven was a
like that
seven.
Was a great
awesome.
Movie. That was a great movie. Too bad Kevin Spacey's a sick, twisted perv because that character in there was awesome.
Damn.
Kevin Spacey, one of the best actors I've seen until.
Damn, it ain't up here.
Until recently.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
until
crazy.
He became released to be a perv.
Kevin Spacey
was
is that? Is he from? He's the one from American Beauty, right?
Yeah.
He got killed.
Yes. Family Guy did a great American Beauty episode too.
I don't know that movie he had on Netflix was funny as hell though.
Bro, he was good, bro. It just when you're
he was good in American Beauty.
Yeah, he was great. He just
they doing a Heat part two. Got announced.
No, hell no.
Well, 80-year-old and 79-year-old.
Leave that alone,
though.
That is one of the
Bruh,
greatest. Movies.
I just No Country for Old Men is ranked number 149.
I'm not
really?
Watching no remix
on the 250 list.
149.
Did you know these two dudes got kids?
10 months. You saw that shit?
I just found out today.
80-year-old De Niro sitting
Robert
with a
10-month-old
son.
He had a 10. No, Robert De Niro has a 10-month-old daughter.
Daughter.
And then
Al
Pacino has like a 10-month-old son.
Oh, they adopted him?
No, they got led on that pencil,
they had
bro.
Kids. Yeah. I think Al Pacino's baby mama was like 30 something years old or whatever. They're not together.
Cool.
And then Robert De Niro had like a little Chinese baby.
Aren't they like they're not at high risk at that age?
I don't know,
man.
Bruh,
he's a man.
Stay,
you can have babies as long as you want as a man.
It's the eggs that
you don't never
drying up.
You don't never start. You don't never stop shooting, boy.
Mm. I think it's the eggs that have a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't never start shooting, boy. You get you. You can be 96, boy. Go get you like a little something young and blow it up.
There's no break in
have a little Robert.
If there's no break in your work history, you're gonna keep on working.
We're in the fourth quarter. Game almost over.
They'd be like, hey, your grandpa's coming to get you from school. Yeah. It's not my grandpa.
That's
my
daddy. That's daddy? Yeah, he just looks like my great-great-grandpa.
Yeah, when Robert De Niro's kid is in school, when what's she, like 6 years old, when they go to kindergarten, he's going to be like 86 walking in there, taking her to school.
That's fucked up, you did that kid.
Your grandpa's
that
here
kid
to pick
into
you
the
up.
World. But that kid is not going to know you because you're probably going to be dead by the time they get to
No,
nah,
he's
going to
know him. You know how many good movies he has?
Oh.
No, okay. Yo, maybe
he can pick any character. She can pick any character she wants.
Hoo-ah!
he was, and Robert De Niro was just in the movie with Leo. He was good in it. I thought he had a shot for at least one Oscar. They was nominated for all kinds of stuff. And woof, Oppenheimer kicked their ass all over the damn award ceremony. Everybody, if you was in Oppenheimer and you ain't win an award, had a bad day.
That's like Titanic.
You got to be sitting back there and they just keep calling other people's name. You like, God damn, I was in this movie too, man. Everybody getting an award for this shit. Best picture, male actor, best assistant actor, best sound, best graphics, best sound effects. Everybody got an award on there.
Terrible.
Rod, what's his name? Iron Man? He finally got one.
Donnie Jr.
Rob Donnie Jr.
Yeah, Ronnie Donnie. He got one. Listen, If you want an Oscar, you come holla at Christopher Nolan and you'll get it. Except if you're Leo. Nobody can get Leo, but apparently. But you come holla at Christopher Nolan, man. He'll get you some recognition.
Gambit girl. I didn't know she was in this movie. That's something.
All right, who's gonna wrap us up? 9:30.
Did you guys start watching X-Men 97?
No.
I saw a preview.
I've watched the first two episodes.
It's good. I'm watching Resident Alien. Halo.
I don't know if you guys watched X-Men when y'all was a kid, but it picks up right.
Stop trying me, dog. Gambit's my favorite X-Men.
I asked you if you watched it. You were reluctant to watch it. So I was like, I don't know if you guys watched X-Men.
I gotta get back into it. I ain't seen it since 97.
But it picks up right.
You know, he was popular. I liked the Gambit, man. You know, probably because
it picks up right at the end of the where it ended. When we were kids, it picks up.
I'll have to go rewatch then.
Yeah, Jean Grey's pregnant.
That's what I'm saying. What?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Jean Grey's pregnant. I was like, whoa, my dog Cyclops. That boy was not playing.
Gambit was my dog, man.
Yeah, Gambit is my dude. I love it. They never can get a raw Gambit in a movie.
Yeah, for real.
Gambit was my dude growing up.
Gambit, dog. Like, supposedly Channing.
It's so hard because he's got everything, man. He's got the swag. He's got everything.
Yeah, like they need to make I need a Robin and a Gambit movie. God damn it! I need the boy somewhere around, man. Stop trying, my boy.
But and here goes another one.
Pick a car, any car. More shit. I'm gonna go watch X-Men right now. You got me.
4-7.
Respect the Game, episode 47. Michael Irvin. You know how it is. Holla at your boys on the socials. TikTok, X, Twitter, MySpace, all that. Christians.com especially. MuslimsUnite.com. Holla at your boys. You know how we do. Like, subscribe, share, and we out.